Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast. Signed by Manchester United on loan from Shanghai Shenhua in the Chinese Super League in January, Odion Jude Ighalo has proved his worth to Manchester United faithfuls. He has scored 4 goals in just 8 appearances for the Red Devils. Speaking on Sky Sports, Ighalo reveals how he spent his lunch money on watching Manchester United as a child, as well as the true story behind his move to Old Trafford. Let's listen to him.
I just want to start by asking you to look out over this place, the Theatre of Dreams, the place where you now play your football. How do you feel?
I'm really happy. I would say first thanks to God, it's a dream come true for me. I grew up in Ajegunle where, like a ghetto, it was very difficult there. Then every weekend, when it's getting to weekend, everybody's excited because we want to watch Man U play. You start saving money, you know, when they give you money to go to school, like back home there, you eat at home, you go to school, they give you some pocket money to go to eat, maybe lunch in school and all that, you know. You have to be saving bit by bit till when you get to weekend, you know. Everybody's ready, you have a jersey, you wash them before the weekend, you keep them set, then you put them on, you go to the viewing center, you see it's crazy there, you know. And you see like 200 people in a small room like that, you start arguing, shouting, screaming and all that. It's crazy stuff, you know. When I remember all that now, I laugh and say, wow, in Ajegunle, and now I'm in Theatre of Dream. So it's a great moment for me and I'm enjoying every bit of it.
And why was it Manchester United?
Me and my siblings, we are Man U fans, we supported Man U. Well, we were young, Manchester United in England, they are the best team. They win.
Since the treble winners,
yeah. They win every game, every season. You see them winning the
Premier League. So you're a glory hunter.
So you see them winning every week. That's how I associate myself. Though I was very young then, but following the team, growing up, following the team till today.
So I want to take you back. I think it was the 30th of January, so the day before deadline day,
yeah.
And your phone rings. Where are you? Do you believe what he told you next?
I was in my bedroom in Shanghai. We are in a hotel. 2 days before that, I had some news about Man United and he called me. He said, Man United and all that. But I was thinking, Man United, I'm in China, you know, the last day of the transfer window. I called my agent and said, what? He said, I have not had anything. So I said, well, I'm going to go to sleep. It's not going to happen. So my phone rang. My agent said, United are coming for you, and where are you now? I said, I'm in my bed, I'm about sleeping. This is like 11 p.m. there. I was like going mad, you know, with towel on my waist, you know. I was with towel on my waist because I'm already in the bed, so I just got up, I tied my towel, I opened my door, I went to the door,
Not just in the towel?
No, yeah, just with the towel, yeah. I first of all go to the translator room because the director don't speak English. Hey, well, he said, what's going on? What's going on by this time? Are you okay? I said, I'm okay. I said, wait, Man United want to speak to him. He said, hey, we can't pay this. I said, I don't mind. Just make it happen. Is it United? Make it happen.
So money was nothing.
Yeah. This is a dream for me and all that. Even my agent was shaking because he said, this is very big. I said, now you have to make this happen. I don't care what it's going to take. Just make it happen. I want to sign this deal. Doing back and forth with paperwork and all that. Then they send the document, I had to sign, and my agent told me they receive it, everything is okay. I was shaking on my bed like this, like, is this really
still
happening?
Still just in your towel?
Yeah, with my towel. I'm telling you, with my towel, with no shirt, with my towel. Like, this is really happening, and I didn't believe my eyes till when I landed in the UK. Then I said, okay.
It's real.
It's real. It's crazy, it's great, I'm happy, and I want to keep going because now there's an even more bigger work to work hard to finish well the season with the team, to make sure this team finish where they're supposed to be and win trophies, hopefully.
Are you thinking of it as a few weeks, a couple of months, just to enjoy a loan spell, or are you targeting next season?
It's too early to talk about all that. Now it's for me to fight in every game, make sure I give my blood, my sweat for the team, I just want to keep working day by day, games to game, improving, working with these great lads in this team, this great coach that have the confidence to bring me here, make sure I pay him back with goals, with hopefully trophies, with winning games, with fighting for the team, fighting for the badge. Then after the season, we talk about next stage.
What are the people back home making of it?
Everybody now in Nigeria, they support United because of me, because I'm the first Nigerian to play for United. Some even send a message, we are not a fan of United, but because of you, we are supporting United. This is the happiest moment in my life, playing for a dream team. Team I supported from young. I'm enjoying my time and I want to keep working hard and giving my best.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.